The federal government has reaffirmed its support for the US and Israeli military action against Iran, but ministers have avoided questions on the legality of the strikes, saying Australia isn't an actor in the war. Andrew Wilkie is an independent federal MP and was previously a senior intelligence analyst with the Office of National Assessments and joins me in our Canberra Parliament House studio. Andrew Wilkie, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Shelley.
You resigned from the Office of National Assessments before the 2003 invasion of Iraq because you were concerned about the integrity of intelligence justifying that action at the time. Do you see parallels now?
I see alarming parallels between what's happening now and what happened in 2003. In both cases, the threat was exaggerated to justify the war. Let's not forget that for a country to attack another country in self-defence, then they have to be they have to have been attacked first. The only exception would be if an attack is genuinely imminent. But we've heard from the United States just in recent days that they're talking a nuclear possibility in Iran of maybe 18 months away. Mind you, that's completely inconsistent with what President Trump said last year when after the 12-day war last year, President Trump claimed that they'd crushed Iran's nuclear capability. So they just can't at the moment say it's in self-defence. The other parallel is in both cases there was a failure to secure the approval of the United Nations. In fact, this time around, the United States hasn't even attempted to get the approval of the United Nations. And the other parallel I would draw is in both cases, the wars were in the lead up to US congressional midterm elections. Back in 2003, that was just after the 2002 congressional midterm elections when the Republicans had really beaten the drums of war and they did well in those congressional midterms. But by that stage, they were on an inevitable course to have the conflict. Same this time around. The Republicans are doing poorly at the moment. Their polling is poor. President Trump's polling is poor. So they start to beat the drums of war again. It's a political trick as old as countries themselves.
We have seen varied and at times contradictory accounts from President Trump and his senior officials about the justification for these attacks. What do you make of that?
Well, it's hard to know what their justification is. In the last few days, we've heard everything from an attack on the US was imminent to they had to preempt an Israeli attack. It's unclear what their justification is. So I come back to my earlier point about, the run-up to the congressional elections later this year and so on. The fact is that, the fact is there is no justification for this war at this time. Now, that's not to say that the regime in Tehran should be dismantled. It's an odious regime, and it's spread havoc far and wide, including as far away as Australia, as we've now learned. But you've got to do it right. You've got to do it consistent with international law, because the rules-based order matters. It's not good enough to say that might makes right, or the end justifies the means, or that international law only applies to our enemies and not to our friends. Remember, we're a middle power. We rely heavily on a rules-based order. We can't survive in a might makes right world. We survive and prosper when there is international law and it's applied fairly and universally to all countries. That's in our very best interest. So for the Australian government to again gushingly endorse an illegal war...
Has it been gushingly?
Look, I would take anything other than opposing it, I think, is gushing. This was an opportunity for the Australian government to say, we don't approve of this. It doesn't have our imprimatur. But they have come out unambiguously, Sally, in support of this conflict, just as they came out last year in support of the 12-day war, which was another illegal war.
As for the question of legality and whether the US and Israel breached international law, Matt Thistlethwaite, the Assistant Minister for Immigration and Assistant Minister for Foreign Affairs and Trade, had this to say on Breakfast yesterday.
Australia's not an outlier in this, in the approach that we have taken. We're very much consistent with those other middle power nations that we see as allies and supports.
What do you think of those comments?
Well, it our position shouldn't be based on what other countries think or say. Every country will make decisions and say things consistent with their needs and their national interests. This was an opportunity for Australia to take a principled position and say that there is no justification on the basis of self-defence by the US at this time. They should take the matter to the United Nations, and they should try and win the support of the United Nations. And until that is done, then this is in international law and illegal war, and we should distance ourselves from it. And by the way, we're not entirely dislocated from this war, because there's no doubt that US intelligence and targeting information and other information will be flowing through Pine Gap. So we're not entirely dislocated from what's going on.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. I'm speaking with Independent MP Andrew Wilkie. The Guardian newspaper is reporting that the Israeli President Isaac Herzog had a secret meeting with Australia's Director General of Security, Mike Burgess, during President Herzog's visit to Australia last month. If this is correct, what do you think of that?
Well, I'd be very concerned if that occurred. I mean, the government's defence of the Israeli president's visit was that he is the head of state, not the head of government, and that it was entirely appropriate for him to come to Australia at that time to stand with and express solidarity with the Australian Jewish community, which, of course, has just faced the most terrible tragedy at Bondi in very recent memories. But if that visit then resulted in also consultations with intelligence agencies, that's entirely consistent with the government's explanation.
Andrew Wilkie, thank you for joining me in the studio this morning.
Thanks, Sally.
Andrew Wilkie is Independent Federal MP and also a former senior member of one of the intelligence organisations here in Australia, was previously an analyst with the Office of National Assessments.